Former Assistant Secretary of State Bernard Aronson helped negotiate the terms of Aristide's first exile. Aronson had also tried to arrange Manuel Noriega's departure from Panama. The former Panamanian dictator didn't accept that deal. U.S. forces invaded, and Noriega now resides in a federal jail cell in Florida. Bernard Aronson told Morning Edition's Bob Edwards that President Aristide's circumstances have changed since the early 1990s.
How does Aristide's current exile to Africa and then Jamaica compared to his... He has made this trip before. To Venezuela and then the United States.
Here's the difference this time, and it has to do with what the view of the government is about his future. In the first coup, there was no question about his legitimacy and the hope that we would restore him. He had been overthrown by a military coup. Here, the French and the American governments both took the position that he resigned. Therefore, they didn't want him close to Haiti. They wanted him to go somewhere where he would not be a political actor. So I don't think it was an accident that he wound up in the Central African Republic, which is a former French colony, which is a long way away from Haiti. No cameras there, no political viability.
How is it decided where an exiled former leader is going to go?
You know, it depends on the circumstance. As I said, in the first coup with Aristide, we were just trying to save his life, and so we opted for efficiency. It was actually easier and quicker to get a plane from Venezuela at that moment and get him out of the country and not in the way of soldiers who were trying to shoot him than any other country, and so we just did it quickly. They were our ally. We talked to them all the time, and it was easy. In other instances, there are political issues. In the case of Noriega in Panama, we offered him during the standoff the chance to go to Spain in exile. Why Spain? Because at the time, Spain didn't have an extradition treaty with the United States, and therefore it was a place where Noriega could go. We wouldn't drop the indictments against him, but he knew that he'd be beyond the reach of U.S. justice.
And Spain had agreed.
The
Shah of Iran was a problem finding a place for him.
The Shah of Iran went from being, you know, one of the most powerful absolute monarchs to a man without a country. He initially went into what he thought was temporary exile in Morocco, but after Khomeini took over, he became a hot property. He went from Morocco to the Bahamas for 3 months. Then he went to Mexico. He was very ill from cancer. He came to the U.S. to be operated on, but then the Iranian government took over the embassy and claimed hostages and demanded that the United States extradite the Shah. So the U.S. government didn't want him on U.S. soil, so they sent him to Panama. Eventually, he went to Egypt, where he died about a year and a half later, but he was really a man without a country.
But what goes on here? Does money change hands? Are favors offered and delivered?
You mean in the governments that take these people?
Right.
You know, it usually is not a direct quid pro quo, but it's not an accident that these deposed leaders usually wind up in very small, weak countries like the Central African Republic, Panama, the Bahamas. They're countries that have enormous dependency on their large, rich neighbors. And when their large, rich neighbors say, this is important to us, it's difficult for them to say no. But it is not some naked quid pro quo, and sometimes they do say no. Jamaica is defying the Bush administration. Obviously, the Bush administration is not happy with them housing Aristide right now.
Bernard Aronson was Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs from 1989 until 1993. He spoke with NPR's Bob Edwards.